around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
And once again, 3 days before spring officially begins, around that great big world we go, from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn. Well, it is just after 6, it's just 6 minutes looking at the clock after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, March 16th, 2024. Hello, everyone. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. As we get things going and gain speed on the fastest 2 hours in travel, good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Gain speed. I feel like I have to talk fast. Yeah. Hey, we have daffodils up today. I'm so happy.
Yes, we do.
It's got, sunny and mild it is. In the Northeast.
Rudy, listen, I know last week you were preparing. You didn't join us in the A block, but I heard no more Lyft and Uber in Minneapolis because of minimum wage issues. How are you going to get around up there?
I don't know. I mean, it's very, very serious. Yeah, I don't think we still have a few weeks before it stops. So we'll see if the opposing. But the city council in Minneapolis said, agreed to minimum wage. I mean, basically saying, OK, you're not really contract workers. You're employees. And that's not made all the Uber and Lyft workers happy, but it made obviously a significant number of them happy. The mayor vetoed that. And then he was overridden by city council. So I don't know.
So you are not gaining speed in the Minneapolis area soon if you're trying to get around by Lyft and Uber. Not gonna
no, I really, I mean, I don't know what the city would do. I mean, it's hard to find taxis anymore in the Twin Cities as it is in many other cities.
So. Well, and Bobby, I'm going to say, so about 200 miles to your south, today is the final day of South by Southwest. It's been disappointing, frankly, to see the 80 musicians or so, I think it is, and some speakers and whatever else they've pulled out of the festival. And why? Because the U.S. Army is a sponsor and a few fringe voices don't like that the U.S. military is supporting Israel as they look to end Hamas. So most of us have never heard of these musicians. We likely never will. I applaud your governor, Bobby, who said, okay, bye, don't come back. You know, bottom line for me, the U.S. military should be supported, not condoned.
Condemned.
Condemned. Yeah. Exactly. It shouldn't condone for that they're sponsoring.
But, oh, right, right.
Know. So anyway, so there we go. Uber, South by Southwest, there's our commentary to begin the show. Yeah. Bobby, how is it down there?
Yeah, it's good, other than, I guess the tension between South by Southwest and Greg Abbott. But see, Austin is, as I'm sure you guys have been able to tell through your travels through Texas over time, mm-hmm. Austin is kind of like its own unique slice that isn't totally like the rest of Texas. And so we get this headbutting every now and then.
So Austin adds the diversity to the Lone Star State.
Exactly. That's okay. There are diversity here.
Now, most of these musicians are not Americans, correct?
Yeah, they're fringe.
They're fringe.
People.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to mention it because they don't deserve
this
it.
This is, I don't like any anti-military stuff in this country. No. Go Army, go Marines, go Navy.
That's right.
Go all of you. All right. So we want to thank all of you who voted in our latest travel polls on our website. I'm going to share those results with everyone right now. First question, what travel activity is most important to you when you travel? 25% of you like to sightsee and live like a local. 20% of you chose anything outdoors, beach, hiking, boating, anything like that. 18% of you said that you like to experience the best restaurants and trendy places. And 17% of you like to shop.
That's you.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely in living like local first. Yeah. Oh, and shopping in local. Little shops, that's true.
Supporting a local shop.
Yeah,
local
supporting
shop.
Local businesses.
Well, that's true.
When
you like
I travel.
Your local boutiques.
Yeah, absolutely. And the local markets. 15% of you like to meet locals and make new friends.
I like that.
We like that as well. And 6% of you are out dancing and enjoying the happening nightlife scene.
Well, I'll tell you, listen, for the folks that voted to the 20%, anything outdoors, beach, hiking, boating, whatever it may be, I mean, sport. Today, but we're going to be covering skiing, RVing, Scottsdale. You should be all happy about that. So, interesting, those results, Mary.
Yeah, I will say Barcelona is good for that dancing. Definitely.
Well, Robert likes the club life, I know.
Yeah, he does. He's
Rudy,
a clubber. You can tell.
They know when you land at the airport, we got to keep an extra hour of the nightclubs open because you're going to really rock the place out.
Right, exactly.
All right, the second question, which of the following travel styles do you most prefer? 43% of you prefer to travel with a spouse or a partner.
I voted every time on that.
So did I. 30% of you, you like to travel with multiple family members. I did not vote in that one. 11% of you like to...
Well, that's still 73% between the two of them.
Yeah, it gets a little crazy for me with multiple family members. Anyway, 11% of you like to travel with a friend. 8% of you chose other. We'll discuss that. I always love the others. We'll talk about that in a minute. 4% travel with a group of friends, and 3% chose solo travel.
Consistently on this show, solo travel does not rank high. It just doesn't.
No, I do think in general, most people like to pick a friend if you don't have a partner, right? I think other might be business travel. I feel like this poll missed out on maybe people like to travel for business.
Any of those that again, 73% of our audience says that they're traveling with spouse or family.
I would like that, but I have no spouse or girlfriend now, so it's sort of tragic.
Well,
yeah,
pretty.
Very sad.
Well, hold on, by Sunday you will. So, well, anyway, there are the results of those. So, all right, moving on, as they like to say. Okay, before we get ourselves into trouble, and before we transition into the Travel News Roundtable, we want to welcome two new stations joining our national network today. They push us to nearly 580 weekly stations now, that are airing this award-winning program across the USA. So we say welcome and thank you to FM 100.1 WYOO Radio in Panama City, Florida. That's Media Market 148. We also say hello and thanks to FM 93.3 WVFT Radio. They're located in Florida's capital city of Tallahassee. I guess we say hello, Governor Ron DeSantis, which is Media Market 105. So I know our affiliate team, they are working hard on a few other stations to soon join us. Go, 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 Bob, Jim, and Kelly. Every station, frankly, that we add, it's a blessing. Truly appreciate it. When Mary and I, we started this program a long time ago, 300, 400, 500, Rudy, we've talked about it, 600 soon. It didn't seem possible, but now we're within striking distance of that 600 station milestone. Hopefully, God willing, we make it sometime this year or early next year. We'll welcome more stations.
Good news.
All right, so let's get to the travel? TNR. The travel
All right, well, Southwest Airlines stock was down more than 19% this week. Rarely do we talk about travel companies and their stocks because, of course, they can fluctuate and often do. But I'm bringing it up because it fell due to the ongoing Boeing crisis we're seeing unfold daily, it seems, with one issue after another, including just yesterday with United Airlines and a panel malfunction again. Southwest says it's going to have to rethink capacity for 2024 and will unlikely be able to deliver the revenue that it originally forecasted. Right. It's going to accept fewer Boeing deliveries.
Okay, so let's talk about this. If this were a movie, we might say it's not believable. We might want to say, what the heck is going on with Boeing, right? First, we've got the whistleblower, John Barnett, I believe. He was found dead of a gunshot wound. Charleston police, they're investigating. They don't know if it's suicide or not. Then we have more Boeing panels and doors, as Mary said. We've got wheels falling off, emergency landings, possible cockpit design issues in the 787. NTSB and FAA saying Boeing has big production issues. And now we've got airlines basically saying they don't have enough planes, so fewer flights, fewer options, higher prices.
It's a plague on Boeing, a plague on United. I think they've had 13 mm-hmm. emergency landings in the last mm-hmm. 11 days. I mean, boy, United and Boeing are in the barrel, particularly Boeing, no question. Well, that did lead to that Southwest stock decline.
So. Yeah. Rudy, as somebody you and I
it's
know,
unnerving.
And who is well, anyway.
Can I throw one news item in? Airbnb is now outlawing cameras in homes that people rent.
Well, that's good. Should have been done originally. So, all right. After this quick sponsors break, Jacqueline Leibel Cote is going to join us to talk travel. We've got a terrific show coming your way, folks. We'll get to it in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Debt. It can keep you tossing and turning at night. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. Well, there's a new way out of the debt trap. Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. They can find programs to write off your balances. They find every solution possible to end your debt. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions at this internet address, zapmydebt.com, and talk to them for free. Again, that's zapmydebt.com, or find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Ditch those meal planning woes and make restaurant-quality meals at home with the help of HelloFresh at HelloFresh.com/carry. At 25% cheaper than takeout, HelloFresh makes it quick and easy to get dinner on the table. And for a limited time, you can satisfy your sweet tooth and your wallet with free dessert. Join today and you're going to get free dessert for life at HelloFresh.com/carry. That's one free dessert item per box with an active subscription. Once again, that's HelloFresh.com/carry, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
If you owe back taxes, fair warning. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. You need Tax Network USA. They have solid war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly, like a preferred direct line to the IRS. Plus, Tax Network USA has learned of a special limited-time offer, an IRS offer. Schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited-time IRS penalty canceling offer. Call 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/carry today. tnusa.com/carry. You'll find that number and website at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors, too.
What if you discovered your hard-earned home isn't yours anymore? Have you ever checked your home title? Do you even know if it's still in your name? Home title theft is real, folks, as scammers and identity thieves can easily find your info online. Simply forge your signature on a home sale form and refile as the new owner. At that point, criminals can take out loans, drain your equity, and disappear, leaving you a mess. Home insurance won't cover you, but HomeTitleLock.com will. Find out for free if your home is still in your name and get 30 days of protection with code CARRY at HomeTitleLock.com or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Nice to have all of you tuned in with us across the USA, folks. Today's B-Block, well, it's going to feature the Chief Travel Leader Conversation, and this segment of the show is sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
Here's another way to travel and enjoy yourself in locations as unique as you are. As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences with nearly 170 resorts in places like New York City, Las Vegas, Mexico, Italy, the UK, Japan, and a lot more, including popular spring and summer destinations like Orlando, Myrtle Beach, Hawaii, one of my favorites, Virginia Beach, and elsewhere. They provide spacious upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
Wherever travel takes you, you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations, as they have so many perks waiting for you. Just go to HiltonGrandVacations.com or find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, let's get to that show hotline and head up to the Providence area in Rhode Island. As show friend Jacqueline Leibel-Cote is on hold waiting for us. She's the CEO of Colette. Let's get right into today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
Well, it is great to have you back on the show, Jacqueline. Say hello to America and all the listeners tuned in via our now 575 plus stations across the USA.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much. So great to be with you both again.
Well, great to be
Thanks,
with you
Jacqueline.
As well, Jacqueline. Thank you. So listen, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, and for Colette, travel to Ireland, I know, is a popular destination, as well as England and Scotland. So let's start off with you discussing how popular travel to these areas are for Colette, some of what makes your itineraries different, and maybe share a personal experience or two from your own personal travels there in the past.
Yeah, look, I love Ireland. It is and has been our number one tour for probably well over 10 years. So it's a destination for sure that people want to travel to. I think there's a lot of family lineage that drives people back to wanting to travel to Ireland and Scotland and England. It's not too far, definitely, from the East Coast, you know, for flights. So I think it's a nice gateway into that part of the world when you're going to fly over waters. And it just feels great. And who wouldn't want to be in Ireland during St. Patrick's Day? It's just a great time of year. Have a little bit of Guinness, go to a pub, have fish and chips. It's part of what you're going to do when you visit, you know, that destination. And it's always a little bit more expensive when you're definitely going over, over St. Patrick's Day, because of course there's a premium to be in Ireland for that special occasion, as you can imagine. But it still is just so festive. It's so great with parades and everything that will take place. And just fun to be able to say that you were in Ireland or Scotland and England over that time period.
Some of the friendliest people we've ever encountered in travel are in Ireland.
100%.
Oh, for sure. I was in Ireland last March, I believe. And it's always great to be back, because I want to say the last time I was there was actually in November of 2019. I am telling a joke. It's really not a joke, though, but I was actually there in January of 2020 for our tour manager training that we do annually, and it was in Ireland right before the pandemic hit. So it was great to get back there last year when we were traveling again.
Yeah, that's great. So, Jacqueline, here we are in March, and it's Women's History Month as well as St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. So we both know how hard it is to break through the glass ceiling in the travel world. Fortunately, we've both had opportunities to do just that in different ways. But in your case, you became the fourth CEO in Colette's history last October. Four CEOs in 106 years is really incredible. You're the first woman. I know you've worked for the company for a long time, nearly 20 years. You were a guide years ago when you were starting out, but talk a little bit about what it means for you to now be running Colette and really impacting the travels of so many people.
Yeah, it's a really exciting time. I'm very honored and humbled to be in this position and to take the torch for my dad. And I have to assure everyone that my dad is still very much involved in the organization. He's the executive chair. He's actually in Australia right now for a couple of weeks working with the team there. So, but he has really handed off the reins and trusted me to, you know, take Colette to the next level. And I have him by my side to help support me in the transition and over this time, which is a great way to transition, quite honestly. And for, you know, for someone who has a daughter also and my boys to see, you know, me transition into this role. Because when I first actually told my kids that I was becoming CEO, they're like, but what's Grampy going to do? And it was very much like, well, he's still going to be busy. Don't worry. He'll help you guys a lot. But for them to see me transition and lead, I think it's really important as well for that next generation to understand that women can be moms and be parents and wives and, you know, someone that you, a peer that you work with at, with, and it's just, it's a great opportunity.
It's very important.
And, I'm really excited. I mean, we have an amazing team at Colette and we have almost 700 employees again, which is wonderful. It's where we were pre-pandemic, and it's to be in this position now, after going through such a trying time for the organization and really being part of this growth story that we're in today, is it's really exciting. And I just think that the world is our oyster right now. And there's just, I'm really looking forward to the places that we're going to continue to travel to.
Well, again, congratulations. And you do, Robert and I can attest to that. You have an excellent team behind you. We've been up there to visit you guys. We've worked with you guys for a while now. Great team. Colette is a family company, but
that's
also
first-class operation.
Very known, you know, for innovation and all of that. So let's talk about some tours. So because of all the cities that we're heard on nationwide, we hear from show fans all the time. And what we know is we actually have a good number of listeners who work in the industry. And travel advisors are a big part of your business. I'm sure there are many listening today. It's good to educate them about Colette so that they book more tours with you. But, you know, group travel is something that I think provides an opportunity for people to travel with other like-minded people, people who love travel, family, friends, people we enjoy traveling with. I also think there's a little misperception for people who haven't done it. So I want to give you an opportunity to talk about that, because although you're with a lot of people, you, and you guys do a great job of building in personal time and some flexibility into your tours. So talk a little about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think there can be a stigma. If you haven't done guided travel before, you think it's extremely scheduled. There's no flexibility. You're with a bunch of strangers for, you know, 10 days, depending on where you go. And that's really, that is guided travel probably at least 20 years ago, even maybe 10 years ago. So it really has come a long way. We're in the customer experience era, and that is something at Colette that we focus on, and I'm laser focused on customer experience and customer feedback. So what they tell us and what they have told us for the last 10 years, even longer, my entire career that I've been at Colette, we read our traveler surveys. And over the years, they have told us they want to be on the coach less. So we've changed our modes of transportation. So it's not always going to be by bus, but obviously to get from one city to another, you're either taking a train, you're taking an airplane, you're taking a bus of some sort. There's different ways though that we've really incorporated the transportation and flexibility within. So it isn't as scheduled as many would think. And there's so many stories that I have heard of people who go on a guided travel and on Colette to actually on Colette tours. And they have found lifelong friends, did not know each other on the first day, became lifelong friends, and they travel together now. They're like travel companions.
Well, that's what you love.
Yeah, that's great when that happens.
It happens so often. And so it is, to your point, Mary, like-minded people, you know, who come together and get to experience the amazing destination that they're traveling to. And that, you can't put, you know, you can't put a stamp on a passport that could speak better than that, because when you just see magic in different places that you're going to, if you're on safari, I mean, you're experiencing that with people you didn't know before, but you're seeing such amazing.
Well, I think, you know, Jacqueline, what you're saying, listen, I mean, if you think back when Colette started 106 years ago, we could even talk about, as you said, 15, 20 years ago, travel was far more of a luxury. You know, today it's that necessity for people. It is all about the experience. And one of the things that we appreciate, you know, about group travel is that when something goes awry, you have a whole team around you that actually can ensure that everything is taken care of. And quite frankly, you know, your company wouldn't be around today if you didn't take care of travelers, provide value, and deliver what travelers want. So we only have a minute. It goes by pretty quickly. But I will ask you a trend or two, what you're seeing right now for what people are looking for summer, maybe even fall, or maybe even 2025 travel.
Trends are up. I mean, I can say that. The one trend that I will kind of put a plug on because I think it's important, we have small group explorations. We have seen that product line surge post-pandemic. It is so much larger, and there's so much more desire and want to travel in a slightly smaller group, which could be a max of 24 people, average of about 18. So it's a great group size. It for sure has a little bit of a premium, but we have tours all over. We have almost 50 tours on that product line. So to me, that's one of the trends that we're seeing. But, you know, you're seeing the exotics. The Africas are doing extremely well. People are going further, longer, and spending more because I think just post-pandemic, that's what they want to do.
Well, we are going to leave it there for today. It is always nice connecting with you. Hope you have your own happy St. Patrick's Day and enjoy the rest of the weekend, okay?
Thanks, you too. Thanks so much.
Take care, Jacqueline. Thanks.
Good to talk to you guys. See you.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Nice to reconnect with Jacqueline Leibel-Cote, folks. Colette.com. Just go check it out. Also look under the sponsors page, rmworldtravel.com. We are going to step aside for some important sponsor messages. Still ahead this hour is the Destination Spotlight as we take you to Scottsdale. But next, it's time to go biking as we share some of the world's ultimate cycling experiences. There's still 90 minutes to go in the show today. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
According to FBI crime data, most home break-ins happen in broad daylight. As the days get longer this spring, protect your home with SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry. It's the award-winning home security we recommend. SimpliSafe's advanced technology protects every room, window, and door of your home. And right now, you'll get 20% off any new system with fast protect monitoring at simplisafe.com/carry. That's simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Hilton Grand Vacations provides a premier travel experience that will surpass your expectations. With more than 150 resorts, they provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities. You can also convert membership points into Hilton Honor points for stays at thousands of Hilton hotels worldwide or for air travel, car rentals, and more. Wherever travel takes you, you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations because your stay will feel more like a home than a hotel room. Find more info at HiltonGrandVacations.com or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of the program is sponsored by My Patriot Supply at preparewithcarry.com. Let me ask you something. Do you live in an area prone to tornadoes, hurricanes, or flooding? If the economy collapses, will you collapse with it? Maybe you enjoy camping, backpacking, hunting, boating, or living life in the outdoors. Well, the way things can happen in our world these days, being ready is more important than ever. Self-reliance is critical for survival, which is where My Patriot Supply comes in and why we want you to go to preparewithcarry.com. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families prepare for an uncertain future. Sealed inside ultra-durable packaging, these meals contain more than 2,000 calories per day, and last up to, get this, 25 years in storage. That means should a tornado or flood come, you'll be ready. And they'll also are useful for camping, backpacking, and hunting. So don't get stuck not being ready for that anything can happen at any moment event. Prepare for what's coming with preparewithcarry.com. As a listener of our show, you'll save $200 off a 3-month food kit, plus get free shipping. So protect yourself, your family, your coworkers, and don't get stuck saying, I wish I'd listened to Robert and Mary on this one. Go to preparewithcarry.com. Carry is C-A-R-E-Y. Preparewithcarry.com. And you'll save $200 off a 3-month food kit and receive free shipping. And there's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Well, we often feature books published by National Geographic on this show for a couple reasons. First, they usually relate to places and things to do. And secondly, because they're always beautiful books. And the latest entrant that fits these categories is a new volume titled 100 Bike Rides of a Lifetime, subtitled The World's Ultimate Cycling Experiences. And it's written by a guy who knows a whole lot about cycling. His name is Rolf Smith, who joins us for this segment. Rolf, I know you are a major bicyclist, but having biked in Antarctica, which I read in your book, that's quite a badge of honor. How do you ride a bike in Antarctica?
Well, I had an assignment with National Geographic that took me to the South Pole, and I thought, what a clever way to ride around the world. Because if you ride around the South Pole, you've covered every single line of longitude, so you can technically claim you rode around the world. So I borrowed a mountain bike and did a round-the-world tour in about 10 seconds, which makes the space shuttle another pedestrian.
You don't need special snow tires or anything?
No, this one, it's on ice. Yeah, I mean, if you're riding a long way, but I mean, the way I was doing it, it was really a matter of 30, 40 feet around this striped pole at the at 90 South.
Got it. Now, you cover some gorgeous, gorgeous bike trails on six continents in the book. Have you ridden many of these trails that you have in your book?
Some of them, yes, quite a few. I'm not a mountain biker, so I didn't do any of the mountain bike trails, but I do know mountain bikers and spoke with them. In virtually all the rides in that book, I've either ridden them myself or spoken with people who have.
So, and there are 100 rides in this book. And it's the Dolomites in the Italian Alps, the Underground Railroad route in Alabama, beautiful, beautiful pictures in Wales, France to Spain via the Santiago de Compostela, the Ireland's Ring of Kerry, Germany's Romantic Road. It's an amazingly rich, rich book. It's quite handsome, don't you think?
I do. And, I mean, that's the thing about cycling. There are so many fabulous places. I mean, you can take a bike almost anywhere. And as I said, I cycled around the South Pole. But, I mean, you can literally, I mean, the Dolomites, as you say, all those, that list of places, they're all accessible on a bike and accessible for just about anybody. You make the point
that you don't have to go to exotic locations, some of which I just mentioned, and certainly one of the poles is one of them, to really enjoy biking. Yeah. You can start out near your hometown, right?
Well, yes. During lockdown, when the pandemic, I discovered my hometown in a big way by cycling. You know, I couldn't go any further than 12-mile radius of my home. And I had a fabulous time exploring. I mean, it was wonderful. And I discovered the area where I lived in an entirely new way.
What's your feeling these days of e-bikes?
I've not used one myself. I think if they get people cycling, it's a good thing. I've not tried them myself, so I can't offer any first-hand opinion on what they're like. But I think it's a good thing.
What's your first consideration? Would you tell somebody who's going to take their very first long bicycle trip, say 3 or 4 or longer days?
Take it easy. Don't think about the overall distance. Just do it. Just go out at a normal pace. You feel tired, rest. There's no rush. You've got nothing else to do but ride or stop and see the sights. Just take it easy, and you'll get there. You will get there.
Do you have an epic trip in mind that you have not made that you would like to?
Oh, yeah, a few. pardon me. When I was doing this book, I mean, Corsica is a place I would love to explore on a bike. I've not done, but I spoke with people who have, and it just sounded wonderful. There's a couple of rides I've done in the past that I would love to do again, and that's the Danube from Passau to Vienna. Absolutely beautiful. I've done it twice already. I'd happily do it a third time. And the ride across Wales from Chepstow to Holyhead. Absolutely gorgeous. You literally ride through the country to which the word picturesque was invented, literally.
Well, I have seen the pictures.
18th century.
I've seen the picture in your book of Wales, and it certainly is picturesque. How many bikes do you own?
3. All of them classic steel, lug steel bikes. I'm an old school cyclist. I love touring bikes, classic touring bikes. That's what really, I love those.
Rolf Smith is the author of 100 Bike Rides of a Lifetime, subtitled The World's Ultimate Cycling Experiences. You can find more details by going to theartoftheride.com. Rolf, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Do you enjoy camping, backpacking, hunting, boating, or living life in the outdoors? Maybe you live in an area prone to tornadoes, hurricanes, or flooding. The way things can happen in our world these days, being ready is more important than ever. Self-reliance, it's critical to survival. That's why we want you to check out My Patriot Supply at preparewithcarry.com. Get a four-week food kit for $60 off and be prepared for whatever comes your way or whenever you're taking on Mother Nature. Save $60 on your four-week food kit at preparewithcarry.com and get free shipping or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start
up. See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half a Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
This new year, why not make living more comfortable a resolution? And a terrific way to do just that is with so many different products from MyPillow.com/carry. As a show fan, you'll save big, folks, anywhere from 30 to 80% off products to make your life more pleasant. I'm talking my slippers, Giza bed sheets, hotel quality luxury bath towels and washcloths, my pillows, mattress toppers, blankets. There's even sleepwear, loungewear, and socks. Oh, and don't forget the delicious 100% Arabica organic coffee to start your day. MyPillow.com/carry or RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by the 24/7 burglar busting protection called simplysafe.com/carry. This advanced system protects every inch of your place and is backed 24/7 by professional monitoring for fast emergency response for less than a dollar a day. SimplySafe.com/carry offers everything you need for protection, including HD cameras for indoors and outdoors. There's advanced motion sensors and entry sensors to protect doors, windows, and rooms, and a collection of hazard sensors to protect against broken pipes or fire, smoke, and carbon monoxide. The system is easy to set up yourself without any special tools or know-how required. But if you have two left thumbs and don't want to do it yourself, simply ask one of their expert technicians to install it for you. Plus, with a 60-day risk-free trial, you can return it for a full refund if you don't love the system. They'll even cover the return shipping. Order now to receive 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring, and then try simplysafe.com/carry for 60 days risk-free. Keep your place safer than ever and save 20% on your new system at simplysafe.com/carry. Or as always, find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. If you've traveled out of this country, you know that staying in touch with folks back home is easier than it's ever been in history, thanks to smartphones. But you also know there's a bewildering number of options regarding the pricing of calls and sending texts and photos. I mean, do you use your own domestic carrier system that ties in with an international carrier? Should you buy a phone chip in the country you're visiting? Can you avoid charges altogether by only making internet-supported calls? And by the way, the answer to these questions are constantly subject to change. My next guest is president of a company with a product that he says simplifies everything. His name is Eric Plamm, and he's president of Solis, S-O-L-I-S. But before we get to what Solis is and what it offers, Eric, do you know how most Americans traveling overseas stay in touch while abroad?
Yes. Thanks for having me on, Rudy. So this is actually a very interesting question. Most people rely on their own cell phone from home. And their smartphone gives them data, gives them voice and text, but that could be very expensive. In fact, I just looked it up. Some major carriers still charge up to $15 per megabyte. That's megabyte, not gigabyte. So you got to be very careful in planning when you start to go overseas and want to have access.
All right. So there are other options. You can buy a local chip and put it into your phone, but then, of course, you have a different phone number, right?
That's right. Yeah, there are a few options out there. So one is, as you say, chip. Yeah, you can buy a SIM card. You can get to the ground. Let's say you're traveling to Paris, for example, for the Olympics. You get there, you buy a SIM card from one of the three or four major carriers there. It does work, but it does change your phone number, to your point. Another thing you could look at are eSIMs. eSIM is kind of a new modern way to do that same thing, but it also has some challenges and tends not to be very inexpensive. Also a little bit complicated to figure out how to install an eSIM. Those are two popular ways to stay connected.
All right, let's go to your way. What is SIMO's latest offering? I see it described as a compact 4G LTE USB adapter designed to provide seamless connectivity to iPads, Microsoft Surface, laptops, select Android tablets in places without internet access. What is this?
Yes, great question. So that is our product called the Solis Tag. We just actually announced it this month. It'll be ready within the next couple months, and it's an accessory for laptops and tablets. So if you are bringing your iPad or you're bringing, let's say you're doing work and maybe traveling for pleasure and you've got your laptop or notebook, this is a very simple device. It plugs right into your USB port and provides you data access in over 135 countries. Very simple, very easy to use.
Even if you're not near internet service?
That's right. So that's exactly the idea. Most of us are accustomed to using our laptops and tablets within Wi-Fi coverage. So let's say at our home or our office, and we feel it's a very secure solution, and for the most part it is. But when you start to travel and stay at hotels or try to use free cafe internet, it can be very risky. Also, you're not always sure about the speed and the performance of the connection. So this is a way to bypass the Wi-Fi altogether and get access for those devices even between those Wi-Fi hotspots.
All right, what should I do for my telephone calls and sending pictures back home via my smartphone and text, et cetera?
Okay, so we have another product. We have a 5G Solis hotspot, and this is a battery-powered device. It provides very fast, very convenient Wi-Fi, again, in over 135 countries, and it transmits a Wi-Fi signal. So you can connect your smartphone, your colleague's smartphones, your family member's smartphones, up to 11 devices and connect it to this mobile hotspot. And it gives you that same service I described earlier. It gives you that Wi-Fi signal even outside of your home or your office.
That's amazing. And it's good in about 135 countries. Now, I think this is about $400, right?
That's right. That's the full price for the 5G hotspot. We also have a 4G hotspot that comes in at $160.
Okay. Okay. You can find more information about this by going to, I guess I pronounce it SIMO, S-I-M-O. It's an unusual URL, so listen carefully. It's www.SIMO.co. SIMO.co.
That's right.
And you can see these products there. And Eric Plamm, with whom I've been speaking, is the president. So if you've got any questions, give him a ring at home. No, just kidding. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Rudy. Appreciate the time.
Interesting. I'm a guy who travels a lot, and either of those last two products sound great for me. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, now for the 122nd time on this program since April 2017, we're about to bring you the latest destination spotlight, as today Scottsdale is getting some love from us. This segment of the show is sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Travel's in the air, and we encourage you to travel with Travel Pro. Robert and I like their Platinum Elite and Round Trip collections. Rudy prefers the Max Light series when he travels, and the Platinum Elite 21-inch spinner was just named 2024 Best Soft Sided carry-on by the New York Times and Wirecutter. Just one more example of why Travel Pro has the perfect travel companion for you. They're even offering you a 100-day, no-questions-asked, full refund if you're not satisfied.
Equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories, whether it's spring break travel, an important getaway, business travel, whatever it is, we know firsthand that one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage. You'll do none better than Travel Pro. Go get your new luggage and save as a show fan at TravelPro.com. You'll also find a link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
And now we want to check in on the West's most western town. Is waiting to talk via the show hotline is Rachel Sacco, CEO of Experience Scottsdale.
Rachel, nice to be reconnecting with you today. Appreciate your time on this Saturday morning.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to conversation.
As are we. We're going to get right into it. So, you know, coming up next segment, we're going to be talking spring skiing in the western U.S. And tomorrow, with it being St. Patrick's Day and Easter coming in 2 weeks, spring is here. The weather in Scottsdale, it's always rather pleasant, especially this time of year. So I appreciate all the golf you have in the area, over 200 courses, in fact, love that. Clearly, resorts are also big for your city. They cater at all different price points. But share with why Scottsdale is known as the West's most western town and why you encourage our show fans around the country to come pay a visit.
You know, the West's most western town is something I don't think we'll ever outgrow, even as we mature into being a place that, yes, you can have a Wild West experience. We actually still have rodeos, and you can actually ride horses, and you can go in the desert. You'll never feel more comfortable anywhere wearing boots and denim and turquoise than in Scottsdale. But it's also a place that, you know, the West is an experience. It's a feeling. And when you come here, the feeling of the open space is as much about the West as sitting in a bar saloon. And that mixes really well for our visitors and our residents.
Rachel, going a different direction here. In 2 weeks, the Major League Baseball season begins, and the Arizona Diamondbacks will be back at Chase Field after getting to the World Series last fall. But February and March is Cactus League spring training baseball in your area, with 15 teams gearing up for their season, playing exhibition games. How big is that for tourism for you?
It is huge. There's nothing like it, because even if you can experience baseball and spring training in another area of our country, you cannot have the concentration that you have here. I mean, literally, you can go from one stadium to another, and there are many here in 30 minutes. But my favorite is, of course, Scottsdale Stadium. I got to, the day before yesterday, throw out the first pitch for the Giants, and I got to tell you, that little stadium is so quaint and so wonderful. And the Giants actually love this. I think this is their home away from home in Scottsdale. It's so much fun to sit there and in the beautiful sunshine, bring your family, bring your best friends, sit there and just soak up America's best pastime. And you know what? Then you walk around the old town, and it's absolutely like being in a little small town environment, but around so many great things that you can see and do, and baseball is just a part of it.
Yeah, I love that. What an honor for you. That's great. You know, Scottsdale, we've been there several times over the years. Just natural beauty. I mean, you just everywhere you look, it's just such a beautiful area of the country, but also a vibrant art scene in Scottsdale. I know Art Walk happens on Thursdays, and I saw recently that Scottsdale's Museum of the West has extended their hours on Thursdays to coincide with Art Walk, which is smart. And then, of course, the Marshall Way Arts District. Great experiences. Do you find visitors are often surprised by your strong art scene when they come?
I think people are surprised because they think of this as a resort and golf community, which it is, but it has a vibrant art community. Remember, Frank Lloyd Wright built Taliesin West here. We have that. The Scottsdale Museum of the West, which is absolutely a must-see, is a Smithsonian Institute affiliate. And even in their first year of opening, they got that designation, which is huge. So we have so much about the West to celebrate, but there's also so much art here that is a part of the Native American culture, part of so many different genres. We have an artist school here that actually attracts people who come and teach from all over the world. It is a place that you can immerse yourself
in so much
of the art.
Yeah. So if you had a single sector of travel that you say is Scottsdale's calling card, you know, would it be the resorts, the golf we just mentioned, maybe the food scene, Bear Jackson, car auctions are there? Is it the arts and culture, the outdoors? What is it?
I will have to tell you it's a combo. The thing that I would say that sets us apart is something that I hear from visitors in my long career over and over, and I'll paraphrase it. They'll say, Rachel, I don't know what it is about Scottsdale, but I feel so much better now than when I arrived. I think it's a combination of all the things that you can do, but it's also a combination of slowing down and enjoying. And at night, you can speed up, too. There's a lot of things to see and do here at night.
So then give us, we've got about 20 seconds, a must-visit destination in Scottsdale that you say will exceed expectations for visitors.
Our desert. We have a third of our entire community as a part of a desert here that has been forever preserved. It's called a preserve. We also have 43% of our entire community that's dedicated to open space. When to the desert, it is both familiar and it's ethereal.
Well, Rachel, we're going to leave it there for today. I'm going to give the website to folks. We really appreciate the check-in. Folks, find out more. Plan your own travels. ExperienceScottsdale.com. Rachel, enjoy the weekend. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So fun, Rachel. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, folks, as we get ready to put a lid on hour one of the show this week and get ready for hour two that begins in just a few minutes after this top of the hour break, share some of your experiences in Scottsdale if you've been there with us at rmworldtravel.com/contact. I know we have some stations in the area, so we'd love to hear from you too. Thanks for being part of today's broadcast, everyone. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't forget you can catch us live or anytime using the Listen Live button at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.